Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
It is time for pastors and Christians all over America to get involved in the political process and to vote your values. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important issue. Matt, you know, if you go back into the early history of America, it was the pastors and churches that were the centerpiece of civic activity and thus the centerpiece of even shaping public policy through the ballot box. And now today, we are seeing some pastors withdraw from this arena. But on the other hand, we're also starting to see some renewal of interest in pastors and Christians particularly wanting to get involved in this political process.
Yeah, the left beats the battle drum on this notion of, quote, separation of church and state. That's a statement that is found nowhere in the United States Constitution. It's an artificial construct that some activist judges yanked from Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist, Everson v. the Board of Education, and flipped it on its head and said that the separation of church and state means that there's an impenetrable wall protecting the state from the church. Well, that's nonsense. Historically, the church has been the watchdog of the state. The church has held the state accountable to fixed, immutable laws of morality, the moral law. And when the state got out of line, it was the church that shamed the state back into line. So it's time for pastors to reunite church and state and to get involved and hold the state accountable when it violates natural law.
Yeah, and in fact, obviously what we don't want is we don't want churches or pastors becoming just captives of any particular political party. We are captives of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is who we serve. And those values transcend political cultures and parties. But we have to hold our candidates in line with those values, and we can't just simply be so captured by a party that we're only going to speak what the party says. We need to have a clarion voice of what the Lamb says. It's I think, incumbent upon pastors to speak biblical truth, first of all and foremost. And then secondly, I think it's also incumbent to encourage people to register to vote, because if we don't register to vote and vote our values— then we can have all of our values that we speak about and that we, applaud on Sunday, but then when we go out on Monday and Tuesday, those don't carry into the marketplace. Well, first, if we don't vote, somebody else is going to vote, and they're going to vote their values, which oftentimes are contrary to biblical values. And if we then do vote, but we don't vote consistent with our values, we're actually either allowing someone or we're actually putting someone to be an agent to act on our behalf. And when we do that, we need to make sure that that agent is acting consistently with our values. If we believe in the sanctity of human life, how can we put a person in office or vote for a person to be an agent of ours that actually undermines the very sanctity of human life value that we so dearly cherish?
Well, Matt, the left, some particular activist organizations are going to try to take out of context what we're saying here today. So I want to try to at least make it harder for them to do that. I want to define some terms here. When we're talking about the church, we're not talking about a church building down the street. We're not talking about just a particular pastor. We're talking about the body of Christ led in small church facilities and in church buildings and communities by pastors who lead their flock. So the church is the body of Christ. The church are United States citizens who happen to be Christian. Yes, we're supposed to be involved in the political process. Number two, are we calling for a theocracy? No, of course not. They're going to claim that we're calling for a theocracy. When I say it's time to reunite church and state, I'm simply saying it's time for Christians, the church, the body of Christ, to get back involved in the civic process, which I believe is a moral duty, especially when our culture is crumbling around us.
No question. And, you know, what we've done at Liberty Counsel, I've spoken to many pastors around the country and been speaking all over this country. Two pastors recently spoke to about 750 gathered in Orlando, Florida, in Charlotte, North Carolina, several hundred in many other places around the country, New Hampshire, Iowa, Arkansas, and on and on. But we also have a DVD. It's called Pastors, Churches, and Political Activity. And we have distributed that all over this country. We're getting ready to distribute it to about 150,000 churches all over America. And we hope that you can be involved in helping to get that DVD out to churches in your community and also specifically to your church. We also have one of the pastors, one of the books that's part of the Patriot Handbook series. It's called Patriot's Handbook of Political Action for Pastors and Churches. And it is a book that is a pocket-sized handbook that talks about what pastors and churches can do. And we hope that you would obtain that as well. You can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, to get involved in our email program. We'll be sending out an email sometime soon to help this process so you can be involved in getting this out to churches all over the country.
Yeah, it's critical that we, you know, onward Christian soldiers, Matt, it's critical that we get this information out to pastors because there has been so much disinformation that has been disseminated over the years by anti-Christian organizations, very powerful, very well-funded groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, whose founder, Roger Baldwin, said this, quote, "Communism is the goal." And of course, a central aspect of communism, Karl Marx, who said that the religion is the opiate of the masses and called for the abolition of all religion. So that's a central theme of the ACLU, quote, Roger Baldwin, "Communism is the goal, central to communism, the abolition of religion." So they want to spread disinformation that says, pastors, you have to stay in your churches and keep your mouth shut. Guess what? That's not what the United States Constitution says, and that's not what God says.
Well, there's two different restrictions that came into the IRS code, but before we talk about those, churches are different than nonprofit corporations because unlike other nonprofit corporations that are tax exempt and contributions are tax deductible, churches don't need a letter from the IRS. They're tax exempt from the moment of creation. So if you gather today as a church body, from that moment, you are tax exempt and consequently don't need a letter from the IRS. That's significant because that means if IRS can take a letter for a nonprofit organization, you can't get the tax exemption back until you get the letter back. But there is no letter for churches that's necessary, so IRS has almost no real significant authority to punish churches. And so from 1934 to the present, when the lobbying restriction was entered into the IRS code, and 1954 to the present, when the political intervention restriction was entered in the IRS code, not one church, not one, has ever lost its tax-exempt status.
Well, people are inherently born as humans. They're inherently born with their humanity. Churches are inherently born with their tax exemption. And no more can the IRS come in and say, well, if you do something we don't like, we're going to yank your humanity away. Then can the church come in and say, or the IRS come into a church and say, church, we don't like what you're saying, so we're going to yank your tax exemption. The churches are inherently tax exemption by virtue of being a church. There's no way for the IRS to take that tax exemption. They could take a letter if the church voluntarily gets a letter, but that's really just kind of a symbolic because the church is tax exempt with or without the letter.
Yeah, about half the churches in the country have a letter, about half don't. Really, it makes no difference at all. It's just a matter of convenience where you can show an organization, an entity, a printer, whatever, your letter, but you don't need it to be tax exempt. As long as you're a church, you're automatically tax exempt under the IRS code. Not one church has ever lost its tax exemption for lobbying or supporting or opposing candidates for office. Now, clearly what you can do is pastors can preach on biblical issues without even coming close to the restriction, and pastors can encourage the people to register to vote. You can educate the people in the church by voter guides or by discussions or PowerPoints, the different positions of the candidates on those biblical issues that you're speaking about. And I think that you ought to speak about voting not as a political act, but as a witness to the community, as an extension of who you are, as an extension of your values. You're appointing an agent to act in your behalf. And how can you appoint an agent to take innocent children's lives or deconstruct marriage or to not respect the core values of your Christian values? Because that is though you are doing it yourself. Consequently, voting is very critical. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, libertycouncil.com. You can sign up for the email And with those emails, we will be revealing to you how you can get involved later with this project of getting pastors all over the country, 150,000 of them, this DVD that we've prepared, endorsed by Governor Mike Huckabee, Pastor John Hagee, David Barton, and others. For more information, you can go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org. You can call us at 800-671-1776. Ask for the DVD and also the Patriot's Handbook on Political Activity of Pastors and Churches.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.